Okay, good morning. You're listening to Friday Morning After with Joe and Margot, and I am joined in the studio by Frank, and he is from MondeOse.com. That's MondeOse.com. Good morning.
Hi, Joe.
How are you doing?
Very good. Yourself?
I'm good. We are exploring sex and sexuality in Montreal, and we are trying to understand a little bit about the swinger.
The ever-elusive swinger.
Yeah, the ever-elusive swinger in Montreal, and it... And in Quebec also, and it turns out there's a lot. There's a lot of swingers.
There are. If you go on any of the dating websites, you'll find like 195,000 of them, but they're everywhere. It's just that they stay underground because it's not very popular to be a swinger. So.
Well, I printed something off. If you put in sex in Montreal in Google, you will come up with thousands and thousands of responses. One of the ones that came up, and I printed it, and it said something like 4 million people in Canada, which is a huge number, and I don't know where they get that number, but when I was speaking with you before we went on air, and you would say probably around between 5 and 10%.
Yeah, I would say like based on in Quebec, 5 to 10%. And I would think Quebec has a bigger population than the rest of Canada.
And is that because in French culture, maybe swinging is a little bit more...
Well, just Montreal as a general is a more open-minded society. We accept things, so people are more willing to try new things. And I there's one thing I don't like is that term swinger, because I think it
does connotate something like, oh, they're out of control.
Right, it brings a negative connotation. What I like to look at these people, it's more open-minded couples. That's basically what it is. They vary from people that are exhibitionists, voyeurs, maybe just want to bring a woman into their relationship, and others that enjoy having foursomes and moresomes. So I would basically consider that open-minded rather than swinger, because
I have to admit, and I told you this before we went on air, is that from my perspective, coming from sort of an outside point of view, is that I always pictured a swinger as somebody who was an older person, somebody who was waited till their kids kind of went off to college and then maybe went out and had fun and finally were free to do something.
Well,
but that's not what we're talking
about.
Well,
no, the open-minded couples are every age, right? It's in you. It's a feeling, but more and more there are younger couples, and they're more experimental. They want to try new things. The idea of monogamy for the rest of your life is and religious and societal beliefs. They don't fit anymore, and people want to try new things, and to be monogamous for the rest of your life just doesn't work. So therefore there's a lot of more couples exploring this, and I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing.
So tell me, you started MondeOse. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, why you started it. We just heard an interview I did at a club. I guess it was a famous club here, Club Lirage.
Yes.
It's now Club Nuances, clubnuances.com. And you have visited clubs like that around.
Yes.
But you decided to start MondeOse and bring another aspect to this population. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, the clubs are great. And I feel MondeOse is a bit different. It caters to younger people. I know Nuance is doing a great new job. They've upping their image. It's fantastic, and it's great. MondeOse is for, we target young people, fit people. It's more of an event versus a club on a weekly basis. So it allows us to be more picky on who we let in. Basically, what happens is if you want to get an invitation from MondeOse, you got to go on the website, submit two pictures, tell us why you want to be part of MondeOse, style, attractiveness, level of fitness, all come into play when we choose who's accepted. And
now, who's choosing?
There's a panel of 7 to 9 people, basically, and as soon as a couple or a single female applies, an email goes to the panel, and we all vote yes or no. In the panel, there's people, different ages, different looks, different cultures. There's the only way we can do it unbiasedly. If my wife and I would be making all the choice, it would be unfair because we have our certain tastes, but we still keep the vision of Mondozé. So for us, it's not about being a model. It's not about having these super cool looks. It's about being attractive, and attractiveness ranges from style, from attitude. So we try to incorporate that. And if, like I said, if you get more than 4 votes, then you're more than welcome to come to our club.
Very democratic.
Yes, we try.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the party itself. We have the party. There's a party tonight.
Yes.
And it's that's at the Joy Night Spot. That's at 2102 de la Montagne.
That's right.
When do people... If somebody wanted to come tonight,
right?
Would they go to they would have to go to your website?
Yeah, we prefer that they go to the website, and it's better for them because they come on the website, they apply by 5 o'clock, they'll get an approval if they've been accepted, and this way you'll have 7 people that analyze your profile instead of 1. If you come, just show up at the door. There's going to be a doorman, and that's the person that's going to make the decision. And, you know, some people call it elitist, but you know what? If you go anywhere on St. Laurent Street, they already employed the velvet rope policy. So we've basically employed that policy into the lifestyle. One of our frustrations with the lifestyle was that when a couple starts thinking about going or meeting people, right away they go on to the internet. And we did that for a few years, and we were very disappointed because a lot of people were not serious. They were fakes, not as attractive as they showed us in their pictures.
They gave you a different picture?
Yeah, that's it. So it was really just frustrating, and we're not very into the public anonymous sex. So therefore, we said, you know, let's create an environment where... You know, the majority of people look a certain way, just like you do when you go into on a Saint Laurent club, and so that if you're looking for a partner, you and this person has the potential to be a sexual partner. Well, you're in an environment where everybody has those standards of looks, and so this way it makes it easier. It just makes it easier. You don't have to sift through 500 people, and you're just with 100. Good-looking people like yourself. So
okay, and tell us about the kind of age that a couple that would be at your parties.
Ages range from 23 to 35 in the majority. But I mean, like I said, there's no age restrictions. Basically, we look for a certain look, and that's it. And there's one thing that we try to employ into this whole lifestyle thing is that I think. The lifestyle is much more than just meeting somebody, and
it's more than just sex.
It is, and I think
that's important for our listeners because I think when somebody thinks about swingers and stuff like this, if somebody hasn't perhaps doesn't know anything about it, or maybe approaching it from maybe they've heard negative things before, they kind of just think that this is just about sex.
No, it's not about sex. I mean, some of my best friends have become, or people that I've met in this domain, and you start off with this big sexual chemistry, this sexual attraction, and, you know, you become friends, and after that, once the sex is out of the way, it's just like a relationship. Your friendship can grow that much better. Like, that's our experience. There's other times where you go out and you meet people, and, you know, you don't use... You hang out with them for a few times and not for the rest of your life. But one thing we're trying to bring to this lifestyle is what I like to call it the dance. Basically, when you go to a club, a straight club, there's, you know, the look across the bar, the attraction, the game. How do you get close to them? How do you talk to them? How do you impress them? How do you get on the dance floor, build that sexual energy? Well, at Mondozé, that's exactly what it is, because all it is a party. There's absolutely no sexual activity that
so
goes
people,
on.
So people, when they come to your party, they can't expect to sit down on the couch and have sex. I mean,
no,
sex is not sex
it's
is not allowed.
Not allowed at all, at okay. all. And I have a very strict policy. There's anybody on the Mondozé panel that's there, or any doorman or bouncers that see any activity that goes that crosses a line, they will be asked to leave. However, we do encourage bumping and grinding, dancing, touching, kissing. That's all like amazing stuff. And this is the kind of stuff that builds up the sexual energy, builds up the sexual chemistry. And whatever you're built during that night until 3 o'clock in the morning, well, then you could, if things are really going good, you could either just exchange numbers or to meet another time, or go back to your own hotel or your own house or whatever and do whatever comes natural from that point on. But for us, it's very important that we offer a place where it's just about the dancing, just about the party, just about the clubbing, and you know, totally enjoying the energy.
And everybody there kind of understands why they're there.
Definitely. Everybody is open-minded, whether you're an exhibitionist, voyeur, just curious. Basically, Mondoze is a gateway between the singles club scene and the swinger scene, let's call it that. And, you know, we're taking a lot of people that are curious, a lot of people that are hardcore swingers, that they call themselves. But I in no which way say that Mondoze is a hardcore place. I'm very comfortable at saying that we're softcore. The finger has been pointed to us saying, yeah, but you guys are too softcore. And I say, you know what? Fine, we are softcore. And I rather we're softcore, because I want it not about sex. I want it about flirtation, the dance, the game, and doing what you got to do on your own, on your own premises after, if that's what you're looking for.
Okay. If somebody wanted to go onto your website and come tonight, it's going to be, it's $40 a couple?
It's $40. Usually it's $50 a couple, $65 at the door.
Okay.
However, it's because it's Christmas and we've been open. We've only had 3 parties to date. I want to do a Christmas present for all the people that have supported us. So it started at $30 if you would have bought them earlier. Tonight, if you buy them on the internet, they're $40. And at the door, they'll be $55.
And you're not, I mean, this isn't like a profit-making machine. I mean, you have to club out. You have to do all this kind of stuff.
That's so. Right. I mean, I'm not making much money, like, for the time and the work that myself, my wife, and
the website, the
club, the decor. We believe in creating an upscale environment. So every time we have a party, every time we have an event, we invest a lot of money in decor and making it cool and luxurious, and not just another place to go, whether it's a club downtown. We want to make it basically it's an event.
Okay. We are going to offer our listeners a chance to win free entry.
Definitely.
Can you tell us how they can do that?
Sure. If you text OSE, OSE, to the number 88888, so that's basically 5 8s, just text in the word OSE to that number, and I'll be doing a draw later in the day. And, of course, you'll have to send us 2 pictures in order to make sure that you fit the criteria. And you'd be definitely our guests for the evening.
Okay, great.
So once again, OSE at 88888. That's 5 8s.
Okay, OSE at 8 5 times.
That's right.
Okay. And also, Club Nuances is offering people a chance to gain free entry into their club any night of the week that you would like. And in order to do that, you need to call 398-4616 here in the studio, and you will not go on the air. That'll be anonymous. And I will take your name and give that to the owners. So call 398-4616 for a chance to gain entry into Club Nuances for free, and dial 5 8s.
5 8s.
8 8 8 8 8, and type in OSE.
That's right. And I would just like to say, if any couple is like curious about this, open-minded, whether you're going to Club Nuance, any of the other clubs in Montreal, or want to try out Mondoze and then see how it goes and then graduate to those places, I strongly encourage it, because you know what? You don't know. You know, life is about living, and if you just have these ideas and curious about it but just stay home, well, that's all you're going to do is stay home. Like, step out, go outside, try it out, and you know, you'll maybe be surprised and meet some great people.
Exactly. It's cold outside, but plenty of places where you can find warmth.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Frank, for joining me this morning, and we'll be continuing to explore sex and sexuality in Montreal. Thanks a lot.